All right. Nomura, you had the microphone last. Nominate someone. Hazel, wow moment. Give us one. Sige, palunukin naman muna si Hazel. Yung pagkain ng spaghetti, wow yan, wow.
I need to stand up.
Okay lang.
Yung for me po, yung kasi po, we have a big family. Tapos before, iniisip ko po na it's not possible for us to travel abroad na sabay-sabay. Tapos po, yun po, napapawawa ko sa faithfulness ni God sa family po namin na lahat po kami sabay-sabay, kasama po yung pamangkin. Tapos na, yun lang po, ang galing lang ni Lord.
Nice. Name me one church activity you attended recently that was memorable and wow for you. Kung meron, baka naman lahat wala.
Dali po yung ano, yung project na lang po ng department.
Sige, sige.
Aba, yung ano po, EN Phase 2.
Okay.
Aba, kasi po, minsan, halimbawa po, late na po kami umuwi, ganun, tapos parang sobrang pagod na. Tapos po, every time na lalabas po ako, tapos makikita ko yung ang galing lang po na ngayon, malapit na siyang matapos. Tapos, wow, grabe.
Meron talagang wow. Meron talagang wow. I can relate. Yesterday, I went home. When I got downstairs, I saw our OIC guard at the lobby on the other side. So sabi ko, reflection ba yan ng salamin? Parang, so na-realize ko, nasa loob siya. So sabi ko, so nakatingin siya sa akin, kumaway siya sa akin. Ganun. So kaway din ako. So sabi niya, turo siya na ganun. Binukas niya yung likod na pintuan sa may exit door. So pasok ako, sabi ko, pwede na ba pala pumasok dito? So, sir, tignan niyo po, pinasok niya ako sa volunteer lounge. Uy, may TV na pala dito. Yung ganun, so talagang manghang-mangha ako. Sabi ko, wow, nakikiganan din ako. So I can relate, okay? So, great job. All right, Hazel, whose wow moment do you want to hear?
Okay. Heroes pa.
Ah, heroes. Okay, pass. Interesting.
Hindi yun yung sasabihin ko.
Ay, hindi yun, though. Mamaya.
No po. Sa personal po, yung wow moment happened just
Love
last
na.
December.
Okay.
No! Ano po, kasi our family has been praying for like a breakthrough. So, then we, parang it was, I think, a little more than a year na prayer siya. So, parang, as in, like, pag nagkita kami ng kapatid ko, magpipray kami together. Pag tumawag mami ko, pray kami together.
Wow.
So, parang, lagi lang kami nagpipray. Kasi yung blessing na yun will not only bless our family, but it's really the siblings of my mom.
Wow.
So, it has something to do with our farm lab.
Okay.
Ganon. So, we got the blessing parang first week of December.
Wow.
So, yun po. Kaya nung umuwi ako ng Davao, it was really a celebration. Talaga, I really felt, it is more on the journey.
Okay. Yes.
Yun yung nagpa-wow sa akin eh, kasi I made my mom pray for it, parang I heard her pray, ganun. And yung sa most, eh dun sa second question, it's not really very recent. If you remember, I think 3 years ago, we did our team building at Sepok Island,
yes.
In Eagle Point. So yung wow factor kasi dun is the activity that we did with you. Yung you asked us to
write
on paper, then it was like God speaking to us, ganon. And not just that, even the experience, kasi kanina you mentioned about aesthetics. And that event, walang ka-design, walang man lang linen, walang everything. It was just the guitar, the microphone, and the cajon. And of course, the beach and everything. But the worship was really different. And that really parang stayed sa akin. The retention was really up to now nga yung nagkwentuhan kami. Oh nga, that was really the most unforgettable experience for us.
You all notice I actually really like using the word wow. Yeah, so
yes.
I really do. I am a man of very little expressions, so I have very limited vocabulary when it comes to expressions. My office knows that. So when I tell them they did a good job, you know, or hey guys, you guys did a great job. Ayan, so may kanta sila doon eh. Nagsulat sila ng kanta sa department. Whenever I say that, like, guys, you guys did a great job. Kakanta na yun. You did a great job. You did an awesome, wonderful job. So sounds family. Yeah. So anyway, so Eros, next. Somebody else.
Lara.
Previous wow, not future wow.
Yung ano ko.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows kasi yung wow ko.
Hindi, ano?
Yung ano, yung wow ko, yung personal, syempre, when my fiancé...
Text ko nga siya. Pinag-usapan ka namin.
Hindi, kasi syempre, parang yung sa akin, praying for it, ganon, friends are praying for it, parang ganon. Tapos, finally, nung nandun na siya, parang sa akin, sobrang wow ko, wala akong nasabi. Tapos, parang... yung act niya of kneeling down, parang nag-slow-mo. Totoo pala yun.
Nag-slow-mo
siya sa harap mo, parang gano'n.
Hindi, mabagal lang talaga siya bumaba. Hindi yun nahalata yun. Pero...
so yun yung wow moment ko sa personal. And then sa ano activity, recent activity, yung first event kasi na hinandol ko for HR was the Christmas party last year.
Okay.
Tapos parang after months of planning, finally nung nangyayari na siya, yung people were entering the assembly hall, tapos yung sobrang lamig na lamig sila, gano'n. Yung parang yung planning namin, parang, ah, shucks, nangyayari na siya, yung gano'n. Tapos parang lamig na lamig sila, yung merong chocolate station, hot chocolate. Parang the concept was a reality na nung time na yon. So parang sa akin, wow, parang yung nakikita mo yung expressions nila on their face, yung experience that you wanted them na maranasan nila, yun yung nangyayari. So, parang yun yung wow for me.
Great, great. I'll pass it to Disable, one of the guys. Para last one.
James.
Linaloko namin kasi, ano, sabi namin, tapos sila sa dalawang tanong, nasa question one pa lang kayo lahat. Kasi parang sabi ko, very typical of... the situation. Kapag small group, ganyan yan eh. Diba? Nag-pray na lahat yung mga lalaki, nasa warm-up question pa rin yung babae. Okay, so anyway. So, James.
Yan. List down two wow moments. Hindi, napag-usapan nga namin eh. Kasi nga, recently, hindi, sige, 2 weeks ago. First time kasing maging tatay. So, grabe, wow talaga. So, yung I had this opportunity to witness. As in, yung OB pa yung naghanap sa akin. Nasaan si James? Pasukin niyo dito sa delivery room.
Wow.
Eh, normally, hindi allowed yun eh. Sa ibang ano. So, grabe lang. Yung... ako kasi ganun din ako eh. Parang bihira ako pag ano ba, nakita ko yung moment. Hindi ako yung parang, wow! Hindi talaga yung parang nakaganon lang ako. Tapos parang, ang tagal mag-sync in. Pero parang, inaano ko lang. Parang sinisis ko yung moment na ma-witness ko yung baby ko, nakita ko, di ba? Tapos, kaya siya two kasi parehas yung experience niya nung kinasal ako. So parang, alala ko last.
Gets kita, bro.
Anyway.
Tignan mo yung recent Facebook post ko. Anyway, so. Anyway.
The same yung feeling actually. Parang ganun nga, parang nag-slow mo yung... slow mo.
Actually, iniisip ng ano, misis mo yun, ang bagal niya magsulit.
So yun, parang literal na parang na-born again ako ulit. Nung nakita ko yung baby ko, parang pinanganak ako ulit kasi kamukha ko raw siya. So parang pinanganak ako ulit. What a blessed baby.
Oh, wow. Grace,
Eddie,
grace.
Wow, di ba? That's the wow, actually.
grace.
Okay. So, yung think of your most recent event, actually, kasi pinanganak yung baby ko Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So, that's Holy Week. So, tawag ko doon Julio Week kasi Julio yung name niya. So, anyway, lalang. Kulit, no? So, yung activity kasi we co-directed a special number for Easter Sunday. I was supposed to be part of that ano play or parang ano lang offering na pero dahil nga nanganak yung misis ko, so I let go of the good stuff for me to focus on the better and best stuff, di ba? Wow, di ba? So anyway, I was watching the video kasi I asked them to tag me. Sabi, tag niyo ako para makita ko yung outcome nung ginawa pinagpagura natin. Tapos nakita ko parang wow, parang kahit wala ako doon, parang naiiyak ako. Ito, Yung galing lang. Feel na feel ko yung energy that time. Kasi mob yung feel eh. Parang yung people really, ano eh, parang sabi nila, they're always looking forward for the next offering number. Parang ganun. So yun lang, wow.
It's good. It's good. One thing you'll notice as we talk about wow moments and everything like that is, you know, we can, as people who plan events and activities, for example, like me, I can have one desired wow output in mind, like ito yung gusto kong maramdaman nila and everything, but people end up experiencing their own variation of wows in the experience. So the reality is you cannot dictate how people will feel. You cannot dictate how people will receive what you worked hard towards. So two things that we can learn from that. One, you know, all the more you need to seek God. Because if all you do is rely on your own skill set and your own abilities, you will have a very limited vantage point. God is able to understand all the heartstrings of every individual. So when God leads you towards a solution, know that that solution isn't tailor fit just for you. It's tailor fit for the beneficiaries as well that you won't understand. Okay, so always remember that. It puts you in a position of dependency that you need. Okay, and the second thing that leads you to is to realize people are different. And because people are different, I really encourage you to have other people talk to you about a plan. Never plan independent. Never plan alone. I noticed the more I talk to other people about my preachings, the more the perspectives and the angles that I would not see because I only see things from my vantage point. When I talk to other people, it grows my perspective. I'm able to include more opinions and views that I normally wouldn't have seen. The same way with you, as you plan or prepare and the different things that you do, always remember, the more people who give you varied perspectives, the better for you. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Okay, when you're building your teams, never build your team with people just like you. It's harder to work with people who don't think the way you think. But that's what you need. You need people who do not think like you so that you can see perspectives outside of yours. That way, when you plan and spiritually, you know, ready yourself and prepare and you work hard towards something, you're getting more of the fuller picture of what other people like, what other people value, what other people experience than just your own perspective. Gets? All right, so let's bring this into very practical application. How do you create this environment where our reputation gets managed well and people's experiences are so delightful that they keep coming back for more? And you create an environment where you can keep delivering that kind of experience on a regular basis, whether that's in your department and the service that you provide, or whether you're actually in charge of running activities and events and you actually deal with that. Or, you know, maybe you're in charge of our materials, or maybe you're in charge of volunteer experience. How do you keep delivering that consistently? You know, creating that environment that makes their experience worth remembering, life transforming, and at the same time builds a reputation that survives you. Okay, here's a framework that I found to be very helpful. We're going to present the framework, and then we're going to interact with the framework. Okay, so the idea here starts on top with the leadership. Leadership is where everything starts and stops. The next is the team. Most of us are part of the second box. Some of us are also part of the first box. Okay, so leadership, that's where the decision-making is made more often than not. Team, that's the group that runs it. Service, that's what the people get. Okay, so that's the promise. So, kumbaga, kung service, kung restaurant, yun yung burger. Okay, it's not the name of the restaurant that people get, it's the actual food. Okay, so then next one is identity. That's the name, the look, the feel that people interact with to receive the service. Okay, if they want to explain it to other people, that's the name they use to explain it to other people. Does that make sense? Okay. The communication, that's how people can get more information or share more information to other people. And finally, the actual recipients of what we're talking about. Okay? This, if you keep these boxes in mind, you set yourself up for the correct way of approaching all of your projects in terms of reputation and experience. Okay? Now, what the concern here is not that these boxes exist. All of these boxes exist in your world. The challenge is not that they exist or not. You do have leadership. You are part of a team. You know your name. You know the name of the event. You know, you have social media. You have text. You have different ways to communicate. And obviously, the target audience is there. The problem oftentimes is alignment. All of these boxes are not lined up. And that's where you experience challenge. Okay, so I want to really just bring this down to where it hits home. Okay, when the group is not aligned, the people do not experience what we promised. That's what it is. And there is an order to this. The first thing you need to do is move from the top down. This is a framework. So if you're in a situation right now where you realize the reputation isn't good because the experience isn't good, how do you fix it? Remember what we said, identity first, operations next, results will just happen as you improve, not what they think, but how you act. Remember? So based on that framework, you start with where all the actions emanate, the top. The first two boxes are the people who actually make things happen, the leaders who make the decisions and set the direction, and the people who actually do the work based on the direction set. So the leadership needs to get aligned first. Then the team. Once the team, the leaders say, this is where we're going, then now the team can rally behind that goal, that target, that vision, and run with all of their energies towards it. Once the team, because there's a lot of people who need to do a lot of different things, is clear on what they need to do and is empowered to do it well, what starts to happen? The quality of the service improves. Whether that's the actual worship service or your team's delivery, the output of your organization, you keep doing that well, you can put a name to it, and other people will start saying, that's what this is. That's what this is. Because they need to start explaining it to other people. Eh. Diba? They need a way to describe it because it's hard to explain all of the different pieces. So what you need is one name to be a handle to explain the whole thing. How do we explain all of the different pieces that move under the idea of a campus conference for young people? We created a name, Ignite, so that one name grabs the whole thing, right? Once that thing's in place, then you set communication elements in, okay? So how do the people we need to talk to know the event is happening? How do the different people we talk to know that this service is now available? Okay, we created a new online giving solution for finance officers so that they can give or remit better. How do they find out how to do it? That kind of thought process. Okay, my volunteers, I now have a way to, I want them to be able to clock in once a month only. Okay, so there's an interface for them to be able to do that. How do they find out what that information is? Where can they read if they're assigned or not? Those are communication questions. Okay, and finally, if you do that, the people line up. Okay, oop. So here's what you need to think through. First, leadership. Is the leadership intentional about the experience and the reputation it's building? So you need to stop and think. Are we okay that this is how this activity is known, this department is seen? Are we okay with that? Are we okay that this is perceived this way? If you were to ask somebody outside of your department to describe the department, are you okay with the description? Okay? Because you are doing it. The reputation you have is because of what you're doing. So if you are okay with that, then you're intentionally cultivating that. If you're not okay with that, then you need to intentionally address that. So the idea one is intentionality. Second one is empowered. Once you're clear on what you want, then what you want to do is empower the different people who need to do it to do it well. And the less interface to go back and forth between the leadership and the team, the better. Okay, why is Kids Church doing so well? Because the senior pastor does not have to be the one standing there teaching the kids.
Now there are people thinking through, how will this kid go to the bathroom? At what time does this kid have to eat? How will the parents pick up the kids? You see, these are the kind of questions an average senior pastor who has 25 other things to think about one day won't be able to think through anymore. If he's the one responsible to think it through, the service for kids' church will never improve. Right? So what you want to do is intentionally set a direction, empower the team to run it, and if the team is empowered to run it, the service starts to improve. Then the question is the service that we're doing worth talking about? Talkable. And then you ask the question, is it the good kind of talk? Because people are talking about your service. They are talking about the training you just did. They are talking about the interface they had when they talked to you on the phone. Is it the kind of talk you're okay with? Are you okay with the end experience that they got? What was the feedback? Are you happy with that feedback? Okay? Once that happens, then you look at your identity. Are we consistent? At the end of the day, we can only say oh so many things. So what are we going to say? And then can we do it consistently? Okay, if you do that, then the next question is, have we maximized all of the communication to communicate who we are, what service is, and how they can access it? Once all of these things are lined up, the last part is the people. And then you stop and you evaluate, are they experiencing the wow that we're trying to create for them? Make sense? Many times, we have issue with the people. Ayaw nila pumunta sa event eh. Ayaw nila kunin yung service. We created this app for them. They don't use it. And we think the problem is the people. Everybody wants a better experience. Everybody wants better service. Everybody wants to make life slightly easier for themselves. Everybody. If they're still doing something that everybody knows is harder, you have to stop and think. Why are they not getting delighted but what with the solution we just created? With the strategy we just implemented? And so, at the end of the day, parang ganito lang yan eh. If nobody's eating in the restaurant, some people think, bad trip naman yung mga tao, ayaw na kumain sa restaurant. No, that's the wrong way of thinking. So, you gotta stop and think, in your department, if people aren't having a good experience with your department, you gotta turn the mirror around and go, what am I doing in my department that's causing that experience outside? You don't go, bad trip naman yung ibang department eh. Hindi naman, you know, they don't understand what we're going through. Parang ganyan. You never do that. What you need to do is go back in and figure out, why are they not eating my food? If I'm a restaurant and I'm cooking, why is nobody buying? And then you have to ask the tough questions. And you end up back on top. Sometimes we think the issue are the people. It's never the case. The issue oftentimes comes from the top. Okay? And so when you figure that out, the rest of it lines up. Okay? So, here's what I want to do. I want us to interact with this idea. Because let's bring it home to practical application in your contexts. Okay? Let's think through something that you're trying to do that isn't gaining traction. Or a reputation you've been trying to address. You know, some kind of improvement in your system or your service that you are trying to fix, or some kind of thing that you're creating that doesn't exist yet. I don't know. It'll have to be different because the scope here is so varied. Okay, we have departments like finance or facilities that, you know, it's for the most part structure and routine. But there's a lot of service happening there. Okay, think about, for example, how people get a projector into a boardroom. That experience. Okay? Think about it. Break your work down into the pain moments or the wow moments. And then think of how people access that. How people get recruited into Kids Church. How people get auditioned in worship teams. Think it through. Play it out. I love the way Kids Church here in the fort every month has new recruits, not only on volunteer weekend. There is an ongoing experiential activity that's happening. The people keep recruiting. the volunteers themselves are empowered to just talk about how Kids Church is the best ministry. It's just, it's crazy. Okay, it's a machine in itself. But that's not accidental. That is very intentional. So think about that in your environment. What would that look like? Okay? And I want you to take a moment and address it. If you were to look at this chart, which part is not aligned? And then I'll have place for a question and answer afterwards. Okay? Because many times your challenge is the box right on top. Okay? I've done this enough times to know most of the conversation later will be about that box on top. But for the sake of time here, let's do a quick 5 to 10 minute discussion. Identify one part of your work. Okay? One part of your work. Like I said nga, volunteer recruitment. Or let's say sa MPD, the training itself. Let's say a 10 days training experience. Okay? Or, you know, sa HR, the hiring process. The actual interview with a potential hire. Diba? Sa finance, the transaction. Think about it. Choose one service. Take a step back. What's the feedback? What's the people response? And then align. Where is the alignment challenge? Okay? Think that one through. And then we will try to bring this into real application. Good. All right. Let's hear a few ideas. Coach, Jace, pick it up. Give me an example.
For us, it was the volunteer journey.
Okay.
When, kasi different leaders have different styles, and Pioneer came into a transition. So when I stepped in personally, the journey for a volunteer to sign up on a volunteer weekend, let's say, it was Feb in Pioneer back then. So if I was a volunteer, I sign up Feb with all the trainings, the orientation. The earliest that I could volunteer would be siguro after 2 months. So it was really long. So when we reviewed the journey, and when Doc Jun came in, he said that, okay, your journey is too long. Okay, parang nawala na yung excitement ng volunteer. You killed the excitement of the volunteer. So we had to, of course, being in kids ministry, we have to make sure that all the volunteers that would step in the ministry are people who are discipled. We make sure that they themselves go through discipleship. So when in terms of filtering, that's a non-negotiable for us. Okay, so we make sure that, okay, when they sign up, we make sure that there's a proper interview. We get to know them personally. So we had to adjust our volunteer journey for them to be able to be part of the ministry. Kasi also, that before we adjusted, the volunteers could only sign up twice a year, Feb and June. So we had the problem of recruiting volunteers because of the structure that we created. And hence, we have less volunteers. So our volunteers tend to serve twice a month. And our goal is for them to serve just once a month, because we want them to focus on discipleship and focus on their families as well. So we had to make shift the journey. At the same time, we had to be intentional in, okay, we had to make sure that, okay, from now on, this time, at this season, we can now have open recruitments. Okay, the volunteers are empowered, the ministry heads are empowered to invite their members, of course, with proper filtering, and then they could be the one also do the trainings. Because if we only allow the staff to do it, we're just four, so it might be too much of a work for us. So we empower them, we train them, okay, we casted them the vision, okay, this is the direction that we're heading, and now we're experiencing an increase in volunteers. So at the same time, when we computed the fallout, it was really less. I think it was less than 10% fallout for us, which is really, really good. So that was one major adjustment that we did when we for our volunteer journey.
Nice. Very good. So, pass, Faye. So, while microphone's getting passed, no? So you notice they were noticing the people were no longer getting delighted. They took a step back and figured out why. They had an insight, they weren't sure,
but they thought, if we try this out, could it change the situation? Intentionally, they made changes. It resulted in a different approach. The team started to run on a new process. The service started to change. In this particular case, they were cutting down on the amount of time between application to actual joy of volunteering. And so that started to happen. And now what you're seeing is the engagement on a volunteer level is higher. So that's a good example for that. Now the question is, how can we communicate that? How can we get that out, that this is the new way, right? And so that's where they're now going to shift towards. Because now that they know that we improved it, but now can we maintain it? So that's a good question. That's a good example there. Okay? Try something, see how it applies.
Sa amin po kasi, parang we are not more of events naman po talaga.
Yes, which is...
We are about structures or whatsoever. So parang we have parang...
But you have a lot of services that the whole organization accesses. Right.
So parang one issue that we want to address din sana is yung parang consolidated lahat ng financial policies or procedures, mm-hmm, and even the tools that the requesters or kung sino man yung mga users. So parang sa amin po, though it was a part of our strategic plan, I don't know, kailan yun. Pero parang siyang one-stop shop na parang din na punta na lang kayo dito sa website na to, and then dito na kayo mag-request, dito naman. Parang, I mean, hindi siya yung tipong manual and so many papers involved, mm-hmm, na parang sa leadership naman, we, after po nung talagang audit season namin ngayon, we are planning to visit talaga yung mga structures namin. That's and good. We have that, na talaga na, the full support of the leadership. And yun, the team that is working din naman is, of course, yung finance and maybe IT if there are,
yes,
programs. And we want din naman talaga is hindi kami yung tipong we want na you have to address, you have to meet these policies or else hindi magagrant yung request. But we want also din naman na since we are in the parang admin support, we want to advance Kingdom by giving them financial related na support. So that's why in two ways we are complying with the governing bodies na ito dapat nafufulfill tong mga documents at whatsoever, mm-hmm, and at the same time we want to delight also yung mga requesters or kung sino man na parang hindi naman sila yung nahihirapan na parang ang hirap naman mag-request ganito ganyan.
Yes.
So we want to have that yung project na one-stop shop na nandito na kayo mag-refer for any questions na related to finance para isahan na lang din na hindi kung ano-ano yung mga na-access or kung ano-ano yung parang dumating sa kanila na process.
Good.
Parang ganun. And hopefully, yung sa communication, so yun nga, parang critical din that we will have series of meetings, mm-hmm, to users.
Yes.
Kung sino man yung mga parang ma-addressan na tao,
yeah,
who will be using this project. And also, we want, of course naman po, gusto din namin ma-delight yung tao, and at the same time, we want to comply with the government.
Great. Okay, pass the mic down to Chryso, but break that one down, okay? Because that was a service. So their situation is there's a lot of paperwork involved with something we all need to do. So it's not as delightful as anybody would like. Now, for an organization, a function like like finance, for the most part, you just want the books to balance. But because it's a service, you want the service itself to be delightful. Why? Because the only way to get more people to do it is if it's fun or easier to do, right? If not, they will never embrace your new solution, your new process. If your new solution is harder than the old solution, guess what they will do? The old solution. The prevailing current culture. That's what we're talking about here. At the end of the day, what we're talking about here is the culture. So they identified that on the leadership. They figured it out. They've, all right, let's intentionally do something to fix this. They sit down with their team. They work together and said, all right, here's what we're going to try to do. Everybody clear? Game. Let's do it. The team's now empowered. They're now starting to address the service. How do we do that?
the current solution that they're proposing is a one-stop shop solution that complies both with finance and makes the process easier, ideally, that's the target, for the end user, right? Now, they try, they work on it, they work on it until it gets to the place where finance officer X goes, uy, ang dali. Right? That makes it talkable. Right? Now, when they implement this, they need to explain this to a bigger audience, more finance officers than the target. Kumbaga, probably one small group of people lang ang test run market nila. Eh. Kayo muna gagamit, ha? Subukan natin kung gagana. Hindi i-implement sa lahat agad yan. Eh. Right? So what do you call it? You can't call it the same name. Because the same name means the old way. You need a new name to identify the new way of doing things. You now need an identity system for it. It needs to have its own name so that you get, ah, this is not the same thing. Right? If it's named the same thing, it's the old way. Right? And then after that, in-introduce nyo, in-announce nyo sa buong mundo. All finance officers, we're now talking about, let's say, finance processing 2.0. Boring name. Okay, but that's an example. Okay? So, ganun yung idea. Okay, so lahat sila nakikinig. Yan ang finance process 2.0. Okay, it's supposed to make my life better. Here's testimonies of people who've tried it, and here's my friends who've tried it, and they're saying it's better. It's easier. Uy, sana nga. Alright, now the thing is, how many of them will memorize the new way of doing things in that one training? None. They're gonna go home, and then when the day comes that they have to actually do it, panic. Ah, what was it called again? Name. How do I do it again? What do? They call. Paano nga ba yung tinuro nyo? Right? If you don't want to get stuck with getting nonstop calls, you maximize communication. They don't have to call you kasi you gave them a PDF. They can reference it. You gave them a tutorial video. You gave them a link where all the information can be found without having to call you, without having to email you. Get? They start using it. Aba, mas madali nga. They get delighted. They try it again the next time. Aba, mas madali nga. After 4, 5, 6 times, guess what happens? They build a new habit. They now start doing what we are calling new culture. Gets? So you see how this process applies in your context. If you're trying to change current culture, this is how to change it. The practical way of changing it. You start on top and you work your way down. Okay? Oh, Christ, so let's try one from a discipleship, I guess, church context. So.
From us, siguro, from the leadership team, we were given, ito recent lang to. So habang nagdi-discuss tayo, napapaisip ako, sharing to Mark.
Which is good.
We're given a, in a way, a mandate to upgrade our administrative services in the local church.
Okay.
Because of the growth. The growth in the worship services, having cinema at the same time, main hall, and the number of trainings that we're conducting in terms of discipleship and our pastoral services as well. So that's the mandate. So the team, we are empowered already. I think because we were empowered, siguro yung service that we would like us to be talked about is that we're able to serve also the co-admins that we have. At the same time, the people, na-upgrade yung system namin. Mm-hmm. And then, that's actually our challenge right now. We need to go to the next level in terms of our systems kasi lumaki na nga siya. So, how do we maximize it? I think we have to come together as an admin team to just meet up and how to, so that the people we're working with will be delighted that we're together and in unity. Alam mo yun, yung we're well coordinated, mm-hmm, in terms of our facilities, our like that. So parang ganun yung iniisip ko ngayon, Pastor,
sure,
Carlos.
All right, good. Okay, so
I hope I'm trying to get you guys to apply it in a very specific context. So we'll try to shift to one more worship service if we still have a little bit of time. Okay, so guys, will pass to a worship service coordinator para makana tayo. Or sige, sino? Worship services para Jeline, para hindi pa natin narinig si Jeline. So while it's going there, so guys, remember, culture is the way people do things without thinking about it. Remember? Nasaan po yung ganto? You don't think about that. You do not, nobody thinks about pursing their lips. We just do that. Okay? Culture are the things you just close your eyes and you do. Now, it could not be, it's possible, it's your culture that's not delightful. Okay, so that's what we're saying. The way things are happening right now is your current prevailing culture. Okay, if it's not okay and people are not experiencing life in it, the need to change culture and create new culture comes into play for you. Okay? You need to, as part of the leadership team there, trigger that change. Now, if I were to draw it like a stream of water, culture is a river flow. Left to itself, it will just happen that way. Left to itself, here's how that process will work. Left to itself, here's how the applicant will get a process. Left to itself, here's how the discipleship will happen. This is how the event will run. Left to itself, ganyan lang ang mangyayari dyan. Does that make sense? Now, if you're trying to address it and change it, you need to physically reroute the flow. The first time you change it is hard work. You're going to have to dig a line out of this current. I'm drawing it in a visual sense, okay? River of water. You need to block the current flow. You need to create a new flow outlet. Right? And then you need to keep this transition strong until the time comes, this becomes the new flow. Right? Why? If you don't keep this transition strong, and this is the role of the leaders, making sure the service and the team are intentional and empowered, and then all the communication methods that you need are clear, you're putting a sign here saying the road has changed, now this is the new road, you know, all of the systems to make sure people start flowing into the new way. If you do not do that, guess what's going to happen? Temporarily, everybody will try the new thing. But habit will dictate everybody's like, oh, yay, may ginawa tayong bago. And then you let go. You know what's going to happen? This bridge is going to break and the flow will just keep going. What's going to happen is for a brief moment, the water went this way and then it goes back down. That's how rivers work. Babalik lang sa normal. It will always, culture will always take the path of least resistance. Now, if you want the right culture, you need to intentionally create that new river flow. And then make it so fun to be on that new flow that everybody will willfully jump to the new river. Uy, mas maganda yung daan dito, mas maganda yung view dito, mas. That's the way it has to happen. And then you as the leader need to make sure this stays long enough until this becomes the new river. Does that make sense? That's what I'm needing you guys to see, because that's how this applies. If I want to change something in the current prevailing culture of my team, of my service, of my organization, it has to start at the top with the leaders intentionally saying, we're about to break the river and we're going to go to this other side. Then the team has to be so clear in what we're trying to do that there's no daylight between me, the leader, and the team running it, so that, because we're going to have to do so many things, the person down there needs to know his part so well that I don't need to be in touch with him for him to do it right. That's an empowered team member. Person X is making decisions on the ground because I'm not seeing how he's doing it. That's consistent with what I'm trying to do. That's an empowered team. That starts to happen, the flow starts to shift. And one by one, people start saying, uy, mas magandang daan yun. Mas madali doon. Right? That's what starts to happen. The first time C5 was built, everybody was on EDSA. And then somebody said, may mas madaling paraan pumunta Makati, doon ka sa likod dumaan. Mas mahaba ng onte, pero mas mabilis.
That's how you change systems. That's how you change processes. You create a new one and you make it worth passing. And then you create a name for it so they can distinguish the old one from the new one. And then you teach people how to access the new one. They keep accessing the new one. The time comes, the new one becomes the new normal, the new culture. So think about that, because if you can actually grasp this and apply it, there is no place in your current work that this will not apply. Think about the way your team plans. That's culture. Think of the way your team meets. Think about what time it takes, how long it takes for your team to get together. There's culture here. 30 seconds before time, you were already seated. That may not be the case in your team's meetings. Why in this meeting you do that? Because somebody intentionally decided that we will run this class this way. Communicated it to you on the front. You were all aware of it. We implemented it. We kept it. And now you get the most out of it. You now see the value for it. Some of you may still not like it, but it benefits everybody involved. Think of the cultures that you're used to. Stop. Is that what you want to be known for? Is that what you want people to talk about? When your answer is no, go back to the top, realign it, and change it. God will give you the grace to make these changes. You see, God is a God who is able to make streams in deserts. You need to understand that whatever challenge or situation you're facing right now, there is a solution. You just haven't tapped into the right flow to get there. That's how you create new culture. Okay? We're out of time. Are we okay? You want to try to hear Jalene's real quick? Jalene, let's say a worship service, because we all live for, obviously, the church is the big thing. So, say a worship service.
In our context, Pastor Carlos, we've added one new segment in the worship services. We call it 3-2-1 segment. I don't know if you do it in...
3 questions, 2 people, 1. Three questions, 2 minutes, 1 person to talk to, yeah.
Sa amin naman po, pwede kasi siyang i-reshuffle, di ba? 3 persons, 2 minutes, and 1 question. sige, I'll start with leadership. It's clear naman with our lead pastors na our goal for that segment is for the people to mingle, to have an engaging atmosphere. What's not clear to them is that how to go about it.
Sure.
Na they should be the one hosting, not yung tao in-assign nila to do transition.
Sure.
Kasi in the previous weeks, hindi talaga siya nagfo-fly kahit sa youth service, kahit gaano kataas yung atmosphere nung service na yun, sobrang wala kahit after 30 seconds nakaupo lang lahat ng tao tapos nanonood lang sila ng timer. So doon pa lang sa part na yun, siguro clear intention nila, they want the people to engage during that segment, pero how to go about it, yun yung hindi naging clear. So yung team, they've just decided last week na to involve Victor Group leaders and coaches kasi crucial yung role ng yung leaders talaga yung nag-initiate to ask questions. So medyo doon, yung question na are the team empowered? Is the team empowered? No na.
Hindi pa.
Then next to service, the output that we want to give our people is yung engaging atmosphere.
They
so,
feel welcome, they feel invite, I don't know, yes.
The fun atmosphere. So in that part, because may maliit na area sa leadership na hindi clear, kaya sa service, sa team part, sa service, actually nag-domino effect na siya na nag-no-no. Then identity, though clear naman 3-2-1
segment. Alam natin, 3-2-1.
Yes, 3-2-1 segment. We use the same slides every week. Yung counter, siguro questions lang yung nag-iiba. Sa part na to, consistent kami. ito lang yung yes. Then sa communication, hindi pa siya na-maximize yung the right spiel for the host, sino ba yung dapat gumawa talaga nung segment na yun. So our people don't feel delighted every time we do that segment.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a great example. That's very tangible. Okay, many times in planning, we spend all of our time on this. Ito yung bumper, ito yung music, ito yung itsura. Dito tayo. But we haven't really thought through the other parts. Kaya nang in-implement, hindi lumipad. Kasi ito yung pinag-uusapan, hindi yung itsura. And the only way for this to work and fly is if this gets why. Does that make sense? The thing is, when you run it wrong on the first run, the first impression is eh. So the next time you use the name on a non-talkable activity, they already know meh. You don't want to try it again. Does that make sense? So the secret is to go from top down. Don't launch until you're sure. When you're sure, launch it. That's when you put all the fun bells and whistles. You know how it is when you receive, the first time the iPhone was released, there was a particular text message sound that was unique to only the iPhone. It told everybody when it sounded, iPhone ang gamit ko. Does that make sense? Why do you do identity elements like that? To tell people, iba ang service namin. You create the identity to help people learn the new talkable service. Sometimes we spend way too much time thinking of how to create the identity. The actual experience is not worth talking about. You get that? So whether it's a process change, a new technology, a new operational approach, a new guideline, a new policy, this is your flow. You're trying to change culture every time you implement something new. And the only way to execute that right and turn it into the new prevailing culture is to run it this way. The time will come, you don't need to intentionally let it happen. It'll happen on its own because that's the new culture. In fact, because we do 3-to-1, and it works. When we don't do it, people are looking around saying, oh, upo lang tayo. That's how it is. And so I was telling Paolo, I mentioned this to Paolo, Meg, we need to do it consistently, Paolo. If you don't do it consistently, and they're off weeks, because schedule, because time, because ano, we're not consistent. But if you become consistent, it becomes culture. If it's not consistent, it's just somebody's whim. It's only there when he's the one doing it. Parang ganun yung nangyayari doon. Does that make sense? Okay. So, time's up and I want to let you guys go. But if you guys have any questions, what do we do? Giselle. So, time is up. So, can I pray for you? Ganun na. And then if you guys have questions, just approach me lang after. Okay. Lord, thank you so much. I thank you once again for all of these individuals. They have so many things that are on their minds, on their plates. But Lord, what I do sense is every single one of them love your kingdom. And they love what they do. And in their side of the world, there are things that they see. Things that can be better. Things that can improve. I pray that they will be the first people to not be satisfied with the status quo. Do not let the prevailing culture dictate on them. Remind them who they are, who you've called them to be, who we are as an organization. And help us to get closer to that truth when there are times, there are things we do that actually don't look like who we really are. Lord, give us that grace. And I pray that you would empower every single one with your creativity. You are a God of creativity. There is no problem in front of us today that is impossible. Because you are a God who is able to make the impossible possible. And because you are with us, Lord, whenever we face the impossible, we cannot but see your hand that is capable to make it possible. So Lord, give them all, empower them with the Holy Spirit to be change agents in their world. Let them create new normals that will make the new culture that they will initiate make things better so more people come to the kingdom of God than ever before. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.